Let's start turning up on Halal Zem Yamaru. It's three lines after it gets white. After it gets very, very white. Kuf Yud Zayin Omer Aleph. Tanu Rabban Halal Zem Yamaru. Who's the one that said Halal? Then we're going back to the same question we said before. Who was the one that was Mechadesh? Mechadesh to the Halal. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer Mer, Moshe V'Yisrael Amruhu. So this was Rabbi Yossi said, Elazar Bini. Remember, we had this Gemara before. This is really a quotation of the Gemara before. Who says this? It was Moshe V'Yisrael Amruhu B'Shah Sha'amdu Al Hayam. Okay, they're the ones, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it is Moshe who composed Halal. The Halal we say in the Haggadah, that we say on Yom Tov, that we say in Chanukah, and that we say at the Seder. It is the Moshe Rabbeinu was misaking this Halal when they came out of the Yom. Hey Namu, they said, Lelanu Hashem Lelanu. They said Moshe, now we'll explain the different words in the Halal. Moshe and Yisrael said the words, Lelanu Hashem Lelanu, ki l'shimcha tein kavod. Don't do the miracle for us. Do the miracle for your name. Don't do these nisim. Do that the whole world should acknowledge that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam. Don't just do it for Klal Yisrael. May Shiv Ruach HaKodesh the Amr Lohen, and the Ruach HaKodesh answered, Lamani Yaseh. That's not part of the Halal, Ben Chanami. The Ruach HaKodesh acknowledged that yes, I will do it for my sake. I will do it for my reasons. And what's the deeper meaning of that? The meaning is Laman no Hashem actually says, no, I'm gonna do it for you. Don't Klal Yisrael said, don't do it for us, do it for yourself. And Hashem said, no, Lamani Lamani Yese, Lan Kvoit Shmi at Silan. I know it's not Hashem, so I'm gonna do it for my Lamani Lamani. I don't know the deeper meaning of the Gemara. The must be something very deep, but Lamani Lamani Yes, Hashem says, indeed, I will do this miracle for my sake. Vaita.
Yeah. Should be
profaned. Lamani Lamani, but Klal Yisrael first made a request, Loi Lanu Hashem Lanu Ki L'Shimcha Tein Kavo, don't do it for us, do it for your name. And Hashem seems to say, yes, I will do it for my name. That it's not right that the world is not a Hefkevelt. It can't be that I'm going to allow one nation, Mitzrayim, to be Mevaze my name after Moshe told them that Hashem, there is a creator, I'm not going to allow Paro and his nation to be Mevaze the Shem Hashem. Baito. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Yeshua Vishalamu, Beshosh Amdu, Alei Malachi Kanan. Okay, so they say, no, the Yeshua says that who composed the Halal? It was composed by Yehoshua. At the time of the Malachi, there were 31 kings of Canaan. And miraculously, they were all killed. At that point in time, the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael, Yehoshua, and the people living composed Halal. Hey, Mamu, they said, Leilanu, Hashem, Leilanu, do this miracle not for us, do it for your sake. Well, may Shiva and Hashem, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, answer, that's right, Lamani, Lamani, yes, I will do this for my name, I'll do this for my sake. Now we come to opinion number three. Rabbi Elazar, Hamodohi, Oimer, Devoira, Ubarak, Amruhu. Devoira and Barak, her husband, said this at the time of the Shah Shabd Aleim Sisra, when Sisra wanted to destroy the general of Barak, of Melech, Sister Melech Yavin, the king of Yavin. He was a general of the king of Yavin. They said when they would all die, they drowned. Hey, Mamu Lelanu Hashem Lelanu Ruach Kodesh Meshiva V'Yameres Lohem Lamani Lamani Yesed Ruach Kodesh answers Yes, for my sake. Next, opinion number four in this series, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer Chizkia V'Siyasoi Amru. This was about 200. This is very late in history. This was already 200 and 10 years into the Bayis Sheni. So we're dealing over here, which is something which is like 700 years since Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a very late period of time in history. Amru b'shosh amen alayim sancheiriv. Hey, Amru leilanu Hashem leilanu. Or may shivu chakodesh lamani lamani. I will do this for my sake. Rabbi Akiva oimer. Okay, Rabbi Akiva. Now we're jumping ahead. Opinion number five. At a much later point in time, Chananya mishol v'azaria. This took place during the tkufa after the churban Bayis Rishon. This is between the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni during the time of the miracle of Purim. During that time, Amru b'shosh amaleim nevuchadnezzar harasha. Yeah, that's when it was composed. That's what we're saying. We're saying, oh, but it's written in the
wrote it.
Oh, good kasha. Let's see. Very good kasha. I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. So what does that mean? I don't know the answer. Maybe it was Ruach HaKodesh that David composed this in advance, what they would say. So they didn't know it. Does that mean Hanani and Shalazad didn't know it? They repeated it? Okay, I don't know the answer. Yeshua, okay, let's look over here at the Rashbam. Maybe he addressed the question. Yeshua v'chol Yisrael amru, k'loimer, af Yisrael v'yeshua amru, they also said it. V'chein perish Rabbeinu, v'loin nehiro, lish imkein b'kula matat tzorch l'farish kein, v'imkein ma b'nayu, v'ein hachom l'shoim nevim v'shemim amru, v'yos l'meim adekol hanish darmer l'el amru, al tzorazin sharei teknu nevim kach elo kol echav yachad et hanoim hachi kim lu mirabe. That's when it was composed. So how could it then be that it was composed? You're asking a very good question. How could it be that it was composed by Hanani and Shabazariah? How could it be composed by Chizkiyahu when they lived much after the time of David? Bishlomo, if David, you're going to tell me that David composed it. So maybe the answer is it was not part of Tehillim. Maybe in Hanani. Maybe this was added to Tehillim later on. The way we have...
Maybe it wasn't Kavua as part of Halal.
No, but who wrote it? I mean, the way we have it in Tehillim, we have Sefer Tehillim. When was Sefer Tehillim composed, codified as the way we have it today? If we are going to say that David HaMelech wrote Sefer Tehillim in his lifetime, and it was a complete book in his lifetime, then we got a big problem. Because if it was already a complete book of 150 Mizmorim or 147 Mizmorim, how then it could be that Sanhedrin, Chizkiyah, composed it in his lifetime when the book was already, when it already existed in Sefer Tehillim? What? Oh, that's the question. So, L'chore, I guess the answer to your question is that Sefer Tehillim was not the Sefer Tehillim that we know it today. That when David finished composing Sefer Tehillim, it only did not have 150 Mizmorim, it had less. Because it did not have the Halal HaGadol. It did not have the Halal that's there. That was later appended or incorporated into Tehillim at a later point in time, the time of Chizkiyah, or the time of Hananim Shel Azariah. The Chaf Dalet Sifrei Tanakh were not sealed until the time of the Bayesheni, which was a little bit after Hananya Mishal Vazaria. So in the Chanan, it could very well be that Sefer Tehillim was incomplete. There was still some Mizmorim that were appended to Sefer Tehillim at a later point in time. Vaita. Rabbi Yossi Hagli, now we come to Neak Vaita. Now we come to opinion number 6. Okay, this is Murder Gemara 6. Well, he did not compose, but even though David did not compose all of Tehillim, but the parts that he added already existed in his lifetime. Tzvila L'Moshe, or Tzvila L'Bnei Korach Mizmar. So those Mizmarim already existed before David was born, and David added it to his Sefer. But the simple understanding is that when David died, by the time David left this world, Sefer Tehillim was a complete book. There was nothing more to be added, nothing more to be tampered with. According to what the Gemara is telling us, according to this man, the Yama, these three last three opinions, that who composed those last couple of Mizmarim of Halel, who was composed by Chizkiyahu, or composed by Hananiah Mishal Azariah, or composed by Mordechai V'Esther. So these people lived much after David already died. So that means when David died, Sefer Tehillim was not yet complete. That's a chiddush. That's not the way the common man understands Sefer Tehillim. The common man understands Sefer Tehillim. David finished it. He sealed it. He wrapped it up. And he gift wrapped it. And that was it. There was nothing more. Nothing more. It was already bound. Article already finished binding for all the doyos. There was nothing more to do. It was a complete, fait accompli, right? It was a done deal. And according to this, Mahalach Megemari, it wasn't complete. Tehillim only had 140 Mizmorim. We had another couple that were appended to Sefer Tehillim at a later point in time, the time of Chizkiyah, the time of Hananiah Mishlavah, during the time of Mordechai V'Esther. Okay, let's go weiter. Now you come to opinion number 6. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Mordechai V'Esther, that makes Taka, that is at the end. It is come out at the very end. Not
come on, it's
almost at the very end.
Okay.
You want to
offend something else?
Rabbi Yossi Haglili Omer Mordechai the Esther Amru B'Shosh Amen Aleim Haman Harasha Heim Amru Leilanu Hashem Leilanu Ki L'Shimcha Tein Kavo. Don't do this miracle for us. We are not deserving of your miracles, Hashem. Do it for your name, that your name should not be profaned in this world. The world should acknowledge there is a creator. It's not a Hefkervelt. Umeshiva and Ruach Kodesh says, yes, you're right, klal yisrael lemani lemani essa. I will do it for my name. Next, now we come to opinion number 7. Okay, 7 opinions. V'chacham oimrim nevim shebeneim tiknu lechem liyishol. Not David, not Chizkiyo, none of the above. They were stam, they were nevim throughout different periods of time, different difficult situations in Klal Yisrael. We do not know exactly which period of time. Nevim shebeneim tiknu lechem liyishol. Shoyu oimrim oiso al kol perik or perik al kol tzar v'tzar shalo tovi alehem. At every difficult period of time in the history of Klal Yisrael, where they were mispalel that there should not be trouble. When they redeemed, they would say "Oysan al gulos." And when they redeemed, they recited these mizmorim to commemorate, to celebrate their redemption. Okay, so lamaskana, what do you take out of the staff? Kufiyat zayin. You take away out of the staff. Remember, when you say halal next time you say halal is going to be Rosh Chodesh. Kislev, Yehiyabiyoim, I don't know. The whole hollow. You're not going to say Lelon Hashem, Lelon Kiyat Shem Reim. You're not going to go say, is that part you don't say that part? That you skip? Do you skip that part? Whatever it is. But the point is, you have to remember the side of the Gemara is there are 7 opinions. 7 opinions of Gemara. Who was the one that was Misakin? Was it Moshe? Was it Yoshua? Was it Sancheriv? Was it Sisra? During the time of Sisra, was it Hananiah Mishael Azariah? Was it Mordechai Yester? Was it Nevi'im Shebeneim? The only opinion the Gemara does not give is David. And we had an opinion above. The other opinion, David HaMelech was Misak. Now we had that in the Gemara. Yes, really, there were 8 opinions. There are 7/8 opinions. I think we had the Gemara above that David was Misak in it. Okay, so that's really going to be total 8 opinions. Next Gemara. Amar Av Chista, Haleluka, Soif Perak. Oh, now we come to a new sugi. The word Haleluka. Okay, let me open up my Halel. Okay, let's deal with the first Mizmar. The Kuf Yud Gimel. The first Mizmar of the Halel that we say. Haleluka, Halelu, Avde Hashem, Halelu Hashem. Okay, excellent. You come to the very end. Meshivi Akeres Habayis. Hashem has restored the Akeres Habayis. Eim Habonim Semecha. And then it says this mysterious word, Haleluka. And then we begin the next Mizmar, B'tzeis Yisrael Mimitram. So my question to you is the word Haleluka the end of Mizmar Kuf Yud Gimel, or is Haleluka the beginning of Kuf Yud Dalet? L'chaira, if you, I'm willing to bet that the average person, if you did not know better, would you would tell me that the word Haleluka is the beginning of the next Mizmar. Why? Because everyone agrees that Kuf Yud Gimel, Haleluka, Halelu, Avdei Hashem, is the beginning. So we already have a Haleluka at the beginning, so L'chaira, when it says Haleluka, the last word, it's really an introduction to the beginning of the next Mizmar. The only problem is, now Article Siddur doesn't say that. On Article Siddur, it says the Haleluka is the end, is the end of the first Mizmar. So what are we to do? What are we to do? So what are we to do? Over here we have a problem.
Show me a Siddur that has it differently.
Okay, so we got a problem. So the truth is, this is Machlek in the Gemara, is the word Haleluka the end of? Okay, let's see. So Amrav Chista, Haleluka, Rav Chista says along the Merdiki side, Haleluka is Soif Perika. The word Haleluka is the end, is the last word of the previous Perik of Kuf Yud Gimel. Rabba Barafuna Omar Haleluka. No, it's Reish Perika. It's the beginning of the next Perik. The Gemara explains. Amrav Chista, Chazin Lul Tilei. I saw the Tilei means the Sefer Tehillim. The Bei Rav Chonin Barav. I went to visit his home, and he had there a beautiful leather-bound art scroll to Hillel. Dechsebuhu Haleluka beemsa pirka, and he had the word Haleluka beemsa pirka in the middle. In other words, he had a word semecha, and then he had Haleluka, and right away it started with Seis Yisrael, and they didn't have this Tilum Kuf Yudalit over here. So in other words, he did not know. His addition was a very clever addition. They put it in the middle in order that you can read it both ways. You don't know is it part of the end or beginning of the next. Bem Sapirka. Alma Mesafka, he had a suffix. Alma Rav Chanan Bar Barava, Hakomoidim. Everyone agrees, Bitihilas Hashem, Bitihilas Hashem, Yidaber Pi Virchabos Hashem, Gosholilam Voed, Haleluka. In the pasuk of Tehilas Hashem Yidaber Pi, everyone knows that. That's where the shot finishes off. End of Ashrei. Tehilas Hashem Yidaber Pi, Rechavos Hashem Yisholilam Vanachnu Leberachka. Me'atov Yadolam Haleluka Yiskadal Yiskadah Hashmei Hava. So everyone agrees that Haleluka in that mizm of Ashrei is the Basrei of the Haleluka, the Basrei, the Basrei. Right. But Hilas Rabbi Dabi Rachamos Hashem Goshul Ilam Voed, Ilam Voed, Haleluka, Debas Rei, Reish Pirik. Everyone agrees that's the end of the Perik. That's Debas Rei, that's the last word. Debas Rei. Wait, what am I saying over here? I'm getting a little confused. Everyone agrees. Haluka Debas Rei, Achrei, Acharov. I'm sorry, no. Wait, one second. Okay, so not like what we say. Let me turn to the Mizmar. Give me 1 second. Mizmar Kuf Mem Vav. Okay, give me half a moment. Mizmar Kuf, let's get this straight. Mizmar Kuf Mem Vav is Tila L'David, right? So not Tilas Hashem Yidavit Pivirin, it's talk the way it is. That's how it is in the Stilim. See, I don't even know this. Such an ignoramus. Tilas Hashem Yidavit Pivirichel Bos Hashem Kodesh Lilam Voed Vanachnu Nivarich Vrichel Bos Hashem Kodesh Lilam Voed. Period. Vanachnu Nivarich. See, that's not part of the Tilim. See, I don't even know this. I'm so ignorant.
That's not.
If you look at Mizmar Kuf Mem Hei, it does not start with Ashrei Yoshev Veisecha. That's a pasuk that we add in. It starts with Tehila L'David. Period. Then we go to the letters of the Aleph Beis.
Right.
Then we come to the letter Tav, the last letter of the Aleph Beis. Tilas Hashem Yidabepim. Divrechol Boso Hashem Kodeshol Liolam Voed. Period. That's the end. That is the end of the Mizmor of Ashrei. We finished. Then in the Nusach HaTfilah, for whatever reason, I do not know why, but for some reason, after we conclude, I remember learning this, because Vivorech Kol Basar. So it's mashma, everyone but me. It's misleading. Chazal tell us it's critical for a person to recite this mizmor 3 times a day. Because this mizmor has the pasuk Poseach Hasidech Maspil L'chol Chai Ratzon and has praises arranged according to the Aleph Beis. And when you arrange something according to the Aleph Beis, that's called all of the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we must say this mizmor 3 times a day. There's a problem though. Problem is, when you say the last pasuk Vivarech Kol Basar Shem Kodeshol Yilam Voed, it sounds like, yeah, let everyone else out there in the world praise Hashem, but not me. I'm too busy. Vivarech Kol Basar, the ganze Welt. But me, I'm a busy man. I have more important things to do. Chas v'shalom, that's Apikorsis. So Mamela, a person should not be nichshol. It should not have that implication. V'anachnu nivarech ka. We add a pasuk. Okay? Those that codify, those that were mistaded in the Nusach HaTfilah, were most of a pasuk. V'anachnu nivarech ka miyatav v'yadulam ha'aluga. We're also included in the Vivarech Kol Basar. But that is not part of the Nusach. That's not part of the Mizmar. The Mizmar really ends, Shem Kodeshol Yalom V'ed, period. Then it begins Mizmar Kuf Mem Vav. Kuf Mem Vav begin the 5 Hallelukas. We say the 5 Hallelukas right after we say Ashrei in Pesukim Zimra. There are 5 Hallelukas, right? There are 5. Here it goes. Kuf Mem Vav, Kuf Mem Zayin, Kuf Mem Ches, Kuf Mem Tes, and Kuf Nun, and that's the end. And then we finish last Hallelukah, we make a bracha. What's the bracha? Baruch Hashem Li'olam Amen V'Amen. Baruch Hashem Mitzion. We say the baruchs, which is the conclusion of different parts of Sefer Tehillim, 5 different sections. But here's the Gemara. Everyone agrees when you begin Mizmor Kuf Mem Vav and it begins with Hallelukah, everyone agrees that a Hallelukah is the beginning of the next Mizmor. Because the Mizmor, Tehillah L'David, does not have a Hallelukah that concludes. So let's back to the Gemara. The Gemara one more time says, Omar, Rav Chista, Hallelukah, Pesopirik, Rav Amar, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. End of line. Then when it says Haluka Mizmar Kuf Mem Vav Haluka the Basrei, the next Haluka Reish Peruka. Period. Okay, that's good. Next, it says in the pasuk Rasha. This is Kuf Yud Beis. Okay, so now we're going backwards, going back to Mizmar Kuf Yud Beis. Kuf Yud Beis is Halleluka Ashrei Ish Yoreis Hashem B'mitzvois of Chofetz Moed. The last pasuk of Mizmar Kuf Yud Beis is Rosh Yireh V'chlas. A wicked man sees and gets angry. Shinov Yacharek Vinomos. He chews. He, what's the good word?
Chatters.
Chatters his cheese. Vinomos, and they melt. Ta'avas Rishoim Toived. The desire, it's a prayer of the wicked, may it be destroyed. That's the end of Kuf Yud Beis. Then begins Kuf Yud Gimel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah Avdei Hashem. Hallelujah Shem Hashem. Everyone agrees. Rosh Yireh V'chos Shinov Shinov. His teeth, Yacharoik Vinamos, Tavas Hashem Toived, and then when it says Haluk de Basrei, the next Haluk of Kuf Yud Gimel, Hakol Moidim Reish Pirko, that's the beginning of the next parak. Good? Next. Now we come to the next pasuk, Vishoimdim Beveis Hashem. Now we jump to Tilim Kuf Lamed Hey. We go back where we came from. Okay, let's go back to Kuf Lamed Hey. Kuf Lamed Hey, we have Haluka, Halu Hashem Hashem. And the mizmor ends off. V'sho'imdim b'veis Hashem haluka de basrei. Okay, v'sho'imdim b'veis Hashem. This is pasuk beis. V'sho'imdim b'veis Hashem chatzro space elokeinu haluka kitov. V'sho'im haluka de basrei. Reish pirka. Haluka de Basrei is Haluka de Basrei Shnema Vachrav Haluka of them who raised Pirk. Okay, next. V'chein Kulamoid in the Pasuk Shemuel Hashem Chatz Space Elokeinu Shetevas Haluka de Basrei Shnema Haluka Kitov. That's Kuf Lamed Hey. Okay, Kuf Lamed Hey Pasuk Beis Pasuk Gimel Mizmar Kuf Lamed Hey begins Haluka. Hallelujah Hashem Hashem. Hallelujah Avdei Hashem. Period. Then we come to Pasuk Beis. Sho'imdim Beveis Hashem B'chatzroi Space Elokeinu. Pasuk Gimel. Hallelujah. Ki Toiv Hashem. Hallelujah Ki Toiv Hashem. He Reish Perek Reish HaPerek Abba. It's the new voice of a Perek. So this is the beginning of a new Perek. The problem is this is not a new Perek. It means a new Pasuk. Okay, it's not a new parak. You have to fatayich. So this is.
Maybe it was. The third.
They break it up. No, we don't break this up. Don't break this up. We don't break this up. I'm telling you, this is not broken up. It's the beginning of a new parak.
But the other one we break up.
Here, give me one sec. Let me see if I can find for you what it says over here in the back of this Gemara.
Where he we break up.
No, we don't. This is not broken up.
Kuf, that's when we break up.
Kuf Yud Zayin. Of Kuf Yud Zayin.
Lolonu.
Kuf Yud Zayin. Ois Gimel. He explains here. B'sifra. Look what it says here. Okay, look at. B'sifrei Tehillim Shalanu, Apostle Shem Leis Hashem, Apostle Shacharav, Haluka Kitov, Heim Be'emsa Perek. Mikasu HaToisvis, Shemisu Yoseinu Mechiach, Shem Apostle Haluka Kitov, Maskel Perek Chodosh, like what you said.
Yeah.
New Perek. V'yimkein Shnepsuk Mishem Shal Perek Zesh Shaychen LePerek HaKoidin, V'chein Maskel Perek Abo Haluka Kitov, Ein Echonami. So he's saying a tremendous chish, a Tais over here. That Akei, the Gemara over here makes a statement. Let's clarify this. It's a very interesting point. We have here this Mizmar Kuf Lamed Hey. Okay, Kuf Lamed Hey. Halu, Halu Hashem, Halu Avdei Hashem, Mezer Hashem, Mechaz Hashem, Lekeinu Haluka. Okay, we know this is not part of our davening. And then it says, Haluka Ki Toiv Hashem. In our Tehillim, every printed edition, it's one Mizmar. However, from the Gemara, everyone agrees that this word, Haluka Ki Toiv Hashem, which begins in Pasuk Gimel, is the beginning of a new parak. That indicates that our Gemara holds that the first two psukim of what we call Kuf Lamed Hey are really the end of Mizmar Kuf Lamed Dalet. Okay, so the breaks of parakim were different in the time of the Gemara than they are today. Okay, that's a very interesting idea that comes out of our Gemara.
It's amazing what the printing press can do.
Debasrei Reish Pirka Kevaita. Now the Gemara goes Vaita. Is the beginning of Eric. Now what about Reish Pirka? Kroy Mosifin Af Alelu. Wait 1 second. Reish Pirka. Now, Kroy, Bali Mikra became Bibsukim, Mosifin. Kroy is a word which means experts. Okay, biblical experts. Okay, Kroy means it's a title. Someone who's a Baki in Psukim, Mosifin. They add to this series. The Gemara here gave us three examples where we are absolutely certain that the word Halleluka is the beginning of a parak. The Kroy, those that are Bekim in Tanakh, in Psukim, they are Mosifin. They add more examples. Af Es Elu, the following rules. We have a Pasik. The Pasik is, this Pasik is in Tilim Kuf Yud. Okay, so let's jump to Kuf Yud in Tehillim. Mizmar Kuf Yud. L'David Mizmar. Nu'um Hashem, Ladoni. Shev Limini. Ad Oshisoy Vecha. So the pasuk here concludes. What's the last pasuk? Minachal Baderech Yishteh. Al Kein Yodim Roish. Ashra Yoshev Esecha. Oh, right? So this pasuk was incorporated into the Av HaRachamim. Minachal Baderech Yishteh. Al Kein Yodim Roish. And then begins Mizmar Kuf Yud Aleph. How does it begin? Haluka Oide Hashem B'chol Levav. So the question is the word Haluka of Kuf Yud Aleph, is that the word Haluka, the beginning of the new parak, or is that the end of the previous parak? So Mela Haluka de Basrei Reish Pirka, the Haluka de Basrei, that's the Reish Pirka of Mizmar Kuf Yud Aleph. Okay, next example. Okay, we're dealing with the biblical experts who are coming to add to everybody four examples, three main here, number four. Now we come to the next one. Yud this pasik is in Tilim Kuf Yud Aleph, the same word and the right one. What is the last pasuk in Mizmar Kuf Yud Aleph? Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem Seichal Tov L'chol Oisehem Tilosai Oimedes Loat. Right, and then what does it say? Seichal Tov L'chol Oisehem, and then it begins the next Mizmar Kuf Yud Beis Haleluka Ashrei Ish Yoreas Hashem Haluka Devasrei Reish Pirka. Okay, Gvaldik. So that's the fifth example where we are absolutely certain that the word Haluka is the beginning of the next parak. Now the Gemara says, now why did the Gemara bring down this whole long sugi of giving us five examples where it says Haluka? And we have a dilemma of, we have at least in these five examples, we have no sekas. The only place where we have a suffix is where the Gemara presented the machlokes is in what we say is our halal. What is our halal? Our halal is Kuf Yud Gimel, right? That's our halal. Our halal that we say on Rosh Chodesh, on Yom Tov, on Chanukah, on all of our festivals is Mizmar Kuf Yud Gimel. It begins Haleluka, Haleluya Abdei Hashem. No.
That's what we don't say though.
Right, well that's Chatzia, that we say only half. But let's right now go to...
But here it has...
Okay, we're not into that. Right now, we're starting with Kuf Yud Gimel. That we always say, Kuf Yud Gimel. How does Kuf Yud Gimel end off? Meishiv Yakeres Habayis, Eim Habonim Simecha, Haleluka. So what was our Gemara's dilemma, which we never resolved? Is the Haleluka the end of Kuf Yud Gimel, or is Haleluka the beginning of the next Mizmah? When it came to I gave five other examples where we had no Sekas. We had five, the Gemara gave three main examples, and the Karoy added two more. There was no Suffolk whatsoever. Those Halelukas were the beginning of the new parak. Where did we have a dilemma? The place where we had a dilemma was in Kuf Yud Gimel, which we say part of our Halel, when it includes Halelukas at the end is at the beginning. So now the Gemara wants to say, guess what? This question is machlokes in the machlokes Tanoim. What's machlokes Tanoim? It's machlokes in how to analyze the sheet of Beis Shammai. Now, what do we mean? Let's review what we learned
of the Mishnah. Let's take a step back. We learn, what do you say before Shulchan Aruch? We know that we break up Halal into two parts.
Yeah.
We say part of Halal before Shulchan Aruch, and we say part after. Where, until what part of Halal do you say before Shulchan Aruch? So what does Beis Hillel say? Beis Hillel says you say the first two Mizmorim. You say Kuf Yud Gimel and Kuf Yud Aleph. Right? What does Beis Shammai say?
Only the first.
Now, how does Beis Shammai describe his opinion of only saying the first? Let me ask you, if you were Beis Shammai and you wanted to tell the Olam, you're giving a Shia, and you went to the Rabbi, so I only want you to say the first Mizmar. Now, you have to remember, in time of Chazal, they didn't have the article Sidurim. Okay, so they didn't have numbers. You didn't have numbers, Kuf Yud Gimel, Kuf Yud Dal, the pages. So everyone knew the Mizmar by title. So how would you tell your Tzibur, your Talmidim, I only want you to say the first Mizmar? So let's see. So Leim Kitnim Kitnai. Ad Heichonu Oimer. Three lines from the bottom of the page. Until where do you say the Hal? Until on the front, before you eat the meal. Heichonu Oimer. Beishamai Oimerim. Beishamai says, Ad Eim Habonim Simecha. Beishamai says, you know what you say? You say it until Eim Habonim Simecha. Which
without
the word haluka. What is Beis Silom? Beis Silom says, no, keep on going. Don't stop there. Don't just say Kuf Yud Gimel. Say Kuf Yud Dalet. How does Kuf Yud Dalet end? Ad Chalomish, Hashem transformed the Chalomish, the Flintstone, Lemano, into Moyim. Hashem transformed the Flintstone into water. Okay, that's one version. Now there's another version. What's the other version? V'tan Yidach. Say machloikis. Ad heichanu oimer. What do you say until before Shulchan Aruch? So Beis Shammai oimer. Shammai says, Ad b'tzeis Yisrael mimitzroim. Ah. So in this version, instead of Beis Shammai referring to the end of Mizmor number one, he describes the cutoff point with the beginning words of the second Mizmor. What are the opening words of the second Mizmor? B'tzeis Yisrael mimitzroim. But wait a minute. If the word Hallelujah is the beginning of the second parak, don't you think Beis Shammai should say that you say it until Hallelujah b'tzeis Yisrael mimitzroim? He says he said until Ad Leilanu, which is the beginning of Kuf Tezvav, which is the third, until the third Mizmah. So the Gemara now says, brilliant, we have over here two versions as to how Beis Shammai explains his opinion. So my lav, do we not have a right to suggest my lav? According to the first version that says ad enabonim simecha, according to version one where Beis Shammai described his opinion, and he said ad enabonim simecha, and he left out the word hallelujah. Sover hallelujah reish peruka. The word hallelujah is the beginning of the next peruk. So not like we have in our siddur. Our siddur has hallelujah at the end. That's wrong. Period. Then starts Mizmor Kuf Yudalid Hallelujah. But says Yisrael Mimitzrayim, because that's exactly the Beis Shammai described his opinion. Until we you say Hallel Ad Ein Habonim Semecha. Period. That's the end of the first Mizmor. But according to the second version that says that where do you conclude that says that you go ad b'tzeis Yisrael and did not mention the last words, it must be savar hallelujah soif perika. The reason why they should say the entire first mizmar, say it all the way to the very end, which includes the word hallelujah, and stop when you get to the words b'tzeis Yisrael mimitzrayim at soif perika. Okay, so it's a gewaltige machleis. We have over here, we have uncovered our Gemara, Masechta Pesachim, talking about Haggadah Pesach, two different versions of how to describe between the Beis Shammai and the Meil. Now, from the different versions, it's going to be exactly with Halukah, the end, the beginning. The Gemara says, not so fast, it's not necessarily right. I can go for I can fadre it all the way around. Well, here we go. Rav Chista mitaritz latane. No, Rav Chista says don't get carried away. The BMS, everyone holds like me. Everyone holds the kuli amos of halukah the soif perik. Everyone holds halukah is the end of the first perik. So mandi yamar. So the second version that says that you say it until mitzeis yisrael. That's posh. It's perfect. Mandi yamar mitzeis yisrael shapir. It's very good. But according to the first version, it's not a kasha. It means until it means when it says mandi yamar ad ema bonim semecha ad the ad bechlal. He means haluka. Aim habonim semecha. He doesn't mean to stop there. Okay, it's not a perfect answer, but he means it's an expression. Like when you go and you tell someone, I want you until the last pasuk. You don't necessarily have to mention every single word in the last pasuk. Aim habonim semecha is the last expression. It's self understood. Ad aim habonim semecha haluka. You're not expected to go and say every single. You know, you go and you say I want to say a kel mole. I say a kel mole. So you say, I want you to say, "Kel moli rachamim shechem roimim hamse menucha tachas kanfei hashchi." You don't go say the whole. Yeah. You just say a kel moli. It's self understood. V'chulu v'chulu v'chulu. Same thing. Ad eim habonim semecha. It's self understood that it includes the word haleluka. Okay, is that good?
Yeah.
Now v'neima. It's only one more word. It's just new. What's the big deal? Just say hal v'neima. Say al haleluka.
Even according to him, you only say the kufir gimel.
Exactly, that's posh. Everyone, that's not a disagreement. Everyone holds according to Beit Shammai, only say Kufi Gimel. The only question is, how are we going to describe? The question is, how does the Gemara... Right, according to Beit Shammai hold, you only say the first Mizmar. The only question is, how does Beit Shammai describe... How does Beis Shammai describe the first Mizmar? So he got into trouble because first he says he say the Haluka until the word. If you go until Mitzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, so automatically includes the word Haluka is included in the first Mizmar. But if he only says he said until Eim Abanim Semeich and he leaves the word Haluka, that would mislead us to think the word Haluka is the beginning of the next parak, which is wrong. It's not the beginning of the next parak. So why then did he not? I love Dafka because he said the last expression, which automatically includes haluka. So the Mirza Kasha, let him go say, let Beis Shammai say, why doesn't Beis Shammai make it clear? Let Beis Shammai say that you say it until haluka. Instead of using the expression ein habonim semecha, let Beis Shammai say in this version that you say until haluka. That's dangerous because if you say until haluka, you don't know which haluka. Who says Beis Shammai hold? You say only kuf yud gimel. Maybe hold you say kuf yud gimel, kuf yud dalet, and kuf tezvav, because kuf tezvav ends with. So therefore, that's why he could not say. So the name. So let Beis Shammai make it crystal clear. Let him say that you say until the haleluka shall aim habonim semecha. So the Gemara says koshia. You're right. It's not a perfect answer, but it's not a tiyufta. We know in the Gemara, sometimes the Gemara says tiyufta. Tiyufta means a refutation. It's going to be completely discredited. You're out the door. You're wrong. You're thrown out. That's tiyufta. Kashi means you have a difficulty, but just because you have a difficulty, that doesn't mean you're going to slug up the whole yisoid also again. So therefore, Rav Chista maintains his grammar. And Rav Chista holds when it says haluka at the end of Mizmar Kuf Yud Gimel, the word haluka is the end of the Mizmar. It's not the beginning of the next Mizmar. We have two versions of Beis Shammai. The second version of Beis Shammai is perfect. The first version of Beis Shammai is not perfect, but the difficulty is not so great, but we have to go and say that it's a refutation to the sheet of Rav Chista. Okay?
Yeah.
Right. Now we go the other way around. Rabba bar Rav Huna mitaritz latameh. What did Rabbi Rav Huna say? Rabbi Huna, he disagrees. He holds that the word haleluka, that's after kuf, in between kuf yud gimel and kuf yud dalet, belongs at the beginning of kuf yud dalet. So now, how is he going to make sense from the two versions of Beis Shammai? So Rabbi bar Rav Huna mitaritz latameh. The kuliyam everyone really holds haleluka resh pirka. It's the beginning of kuf yud dalet. Mandi amar, that word haleluka is really good. Mandi amar ad ein abonim semecha. Shaper. That's Gedalik. Because Ad Eimabonim Smecha, period. That's the end. Indicates that the word Haluka is the beginning of the next Mizmar. So that's perfect. The first version is perfect. Uman Yamar. But the second version will have to say a loose, we have to give a loose answer. Man the Amar Ad Betseis Yisrael Savar. Ad the loy ad bichlal. So it means that. So what does he mean? Ad the loy ad bichlal. He holds that not including this. In other words, when you say b'tzeis yishol mitzrayim, that automatically you have to understand that it begins with the word Haluka, because the word Haluka is like a general word which is not specific to that Mizmar, but it's part of the Mizmar. So loosely we refer to the beginning of that Mizmar, but we're not really including the very beginning. Ad v'loya b'chlal, such a loose way of saying not including the word of Haluka that appears at the beginning of it, says Yisrael. So the Gemara says, v'neima ad Haluka. So why are you beating around the bush? Why are you going, why are you avoiding the issue? Would just say ad Haluka. V'chiteima d'loya din. If you just say that especially, hey, Haluka, the sandy, maybe you meal, you think you go all the way down until the next Mizmar, Kuf Tezvav. The name of Ad Haluka Shevet Seis Yisrael. So be clear that you should say it until the Haluka Shevet Seis Yisrael. So the Gemara gives the same answer. Kosh, you're right. It's not a perfect answer. It's not a perfect statement, but the difficulty is not so great where it would be a refutation to my opinion. I still maintain that the word Haluka is the beginning of the Mizmar, and the way we refer to the Mizmar is by its uniqueness. The uniqueness is B'tzeis Yisrael B'mitzrayim. We don't like referring to a Mizmar by the word Haluka, because there are so many Mizmarim that begin with Haluka. So when we refer to the beginning, we refer to the uniqueness of B'tzeis Yisrael B'mitzrayim, but it's self understood that B'tzeis Yisrael B'mitzrayim begins with the word Haluka, and that's not going to be said according to B'tzeis, because you only say the first Mizmah. You stop before the word Haluka. And the reason why we did not make it crystal clear and said the Haluka Shabbatzei Shal Mishroim, no, we could have Staka said that. It would have been ideal, but the Tana did not go through the Tircha of saying it because it was self-understood. And don't make such a big issue. It's a question. It's a small question. It's not a big question, but don't make such a big issue about it. Okay, so that concludes this Gemara. New Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah.
Actually,
Mishnah. Right, so but Halacha L'Maaseh, how do we pass? And obviously, from our Sidurim, obviously, Austin, it's the end. That's obviously the way we pass him, because the Zohar Pasht to us, that's how we do it. The Shlech Tziba, we say now Sidurim, the Shlech Tziba, we always say Neshav Haluka. What does that mean though? What's the Chiddush? That Mizmar is sandwiched with a Haluka in the beginning and a Haluka at the end. It's sandwiched. You start off Haluka, Haleluya de Hashem, and you conclude in Banim Semecha Haleluka. That's a chiddush, because Mustam, if you were given, you probably say, listen, since we already got a Haluka, you know, you got to share. Like, yeah, you know, you have to learn to share. So since the second Mizmar B'tzeis and Shalom Tzom does not have a Haluka, there is no Haluka at the end. So therefore, you'd want to say, you know, you got to be fair. You got to share. How do you share? You give the Haluka to the beginning of the next Mizmar. But that's not the way we paskin. Obviously, the way our tilim are arranged, it's well accepted, as far as I know, that Haluka is the end of Kuf Yud Gimel. It's not the beginning of Kuf Yud Aleph, and that means that Mizmar Kuf Yud Gimel is sandwiched like Korech. Sandwich with a Haluka in the beginning and a Haluka at the end. Okay, now we go to new Gemara. The Gemara says, quote from the Mishnah, V'chaisen Begula, when you finish saying the first Haluka, the first Mizmar, according to Beis Shammai, and according to Beis Hillel, you say two Mizmar, according to Halakha L'Maaseh, how do we paskin? We paskin like Beis Hillel, and we say Kuf Yud Gimel, and we say Kuf Yud Dalet. We do both, we say both. And then what do you make a bracha? We make a long bracha. Kain Yagianu, we make into a long bracha. Omar Rava. Now the Gemara makes it the Omar Rava. Kriyashma. When you die, I say Kriyashma. Baruch Atah Hashem Goal. It's in the past tense. Every single night. Right, every night you make a bracha. Malchusov, Dotson, Kiel, Moshe, Nishdochonu, Shem, Micha, Mocha, Bon Hashem. V'chul, v'chul, Baruch Atah Hashem. Goal, Goal, Yisrael. What do you say? In the past. Hashem has redeemed. What do you say by Shachris? Malchus, the end of Shachris, you also, you can include before the Shemoneh Esrei, before you say Hashem, Sefas HaTizach, Baruch Atah Hashem, Tzur Yisrael, Kuma B'Ezras Yisrael, Uftech Hinumech Yudav Yisrael, Goaleinu Hashem, Tzivakoy Shemo Kedosh Yisrael, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal Yisrael. Okay, so Kriya Shema, the Hallel. Hallel, meaning what Hallel? Hallel mean by the night of the Seder, in the Haggadah. Baruch Atah Hashem, what?
That's that infamous Halagodah.
Halagodah? What Halagodah? No.
No,
the Halagodah that you say by the Seder, the first two Mizmorim, before you eat Shulchanach, before you make the brach on the Koysheni, before you drink the Koysheni, you say the first two Mizmorim of Halal, and then you make this long brach, Asher Golan, V'Ken Yagin, or V'Ken L'Mu'adim, that whole long brach, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal Yisrael. Okay, so Hallel Kriya Shema, the Hallel Goal Yisrael. You have a Haggadah? You don't have a Haggadah. You don't have a Haggadah in the Siddur. You don't have a Haggadah in the
Siddur. Yeah, you had a Haggadah earlier.
What happened to your David?
That's just
a Haggadah. Goal, look in the Haggadah, it says there Goal Yisrael. What? In the Siddur?
You don't listen to what it says.
Erepes, what? Goal Yisrael. However, did Saloisa Shmone Esrei Unidav Shmone Esrei Re'eina Venyenu Veriva Rivenu Ugyoledim Hirlaman Shmech Ki Goel Chazaka Toborachat Hashem Goel Yisrael in the present tense. Okay, here's the Haggadah. Okay, after you say Rabbi Kiva, so here you go, you say the first two is Lefichach, Anachnu Chayavim Lehoidus Lehalo, V'chulu V'chulu. Hallelujah, right? Here, look, the first Mizmor, the second Mizmor. Baruch Atah Hashem Lekidim Elechoylo, Masher Geolonu, V'igol Es Avaseinu, Mimitzrayim, Higyenu Halayla Hazel, Lecho B'matzu Moror, Kein Hashem Lekeinu, V'lokei Avaseinu, Yagienu Lemoyadim, V'liru Golim Achedim, Haboim Likraseinu Lesholom, Smeichem V'in Irecha, V'sosim Avadusecha, and then Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal Yisrael. And then Baruch Atah Hashem, Lokeinu Melech Haolam, Borei Pri Hagafen. Okay, Koysheni, are you thirsty now? No, this is Koysheni. What are you talking about? This is Koysheni.
You didn't get up to Shulchan Aruch.
Exactly. This is Koysheni. This is Koysheni. So how do you conclude the bracha? You said two Mizmorim, Hallelujah, Bitzeis Yisrael, and then you make a bracha of Gula, and the conclusion is Goal Yisrael. When you daven Shemoneh Esrei tonight, before Shemoneh Esrei, you make a bracha tonight. Before Ashkenaz, what are you going to say? Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal Yisrael. Tomorrow morning by Shachris, before Shemoneh Esrei, after Tzur Yisrael, what are you going to say? Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal Yisrael. But when you make the bracha, Re'eino V'onyenu in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, Beriva Riveinu, Ugyoleinu, Meheru Laman Shemecha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goel. Goel. Goel Yisrael. That's what the Gemara says. Omar, Rav, Akriya Shema, Hala Goal Yisrael, Did Salais of Shemona Esrei, it's Goel Yisrael. My time, why? Goel is the present. We need it now. We're not focusing on the past. We're talking Tachlis. What's going to be? We need help in the future. My time, Dirachameinu. When you daven Shemona Esrei, you're asking for Rachmonos. You're asking for mercy. It's present, not the past. But when you're saying Hallel, we're talking about the past, so therefore we're saying Goal Yisrael Vayta. When you make Kiddush, Asher Kiddush, when you command us. So therefore in the past, Asher Kiddush, you sanctified us, when you dive in the Shemona Esrei, you say, how do you translate these words? Give me one second. When you dive in the Shemona Esrei, you don't say in the past tense, you say it in the present tense. You present tense, what do you say? You say Katsheinu Ditzaloisa Katsheinu B'mitzvah. Again, Asher in the davening, in the Kiddush, when you're making Kiddush, you're giving praise. Asher Kiddushanu, you have sanctified us in the past. b'mitzvah. But when you daven, you say katshenu b'mitzvah tzecha. Please, katshenu, please sanctify us with your mitzvahs. We're asking for the future. Why? Why? When you make kiddush to Yisasher, kiddush shanu b'mitzvah tzecha, you have sanctified us. But when you daven, you make a request, katshenu b'mitzvah tzecha. You know the difference is, my taima, derachameinu. When you're davening, you're asking for racham, and mimele, it's a bakosha. Right. You must make mention of kiddush of yitzias mitzrayim when you make kiddush by day. Okay, be kiddush ayom ksifacha levan tizkres yom tzeischa me'eres mitzrayim. We have a ksif hasam zochor es yom hashabos lekadoshal. So we paskins that when you make kiddush, be kiddush hayom, meaning in the Shemona Esrei, when it says over here in the Gemara. What kiddush hayom on Shabbos?
In the
Shemona Esrei. In the Shemona Esrei, not in the Kodesh Shal Bracha. Look at the Rashbam. No, he says both. He says both. So look at the Rashbam. Tzarech sheyaske yitzias mitzrayim b'kiddush hayom. I'm sorry, he disagrees. Bein b'kodesh, bein b'tfila.
All right.
So he disagrees. Now, Shal Shabbos, b'gzeres shav de Pesach, v'shem oyadim b'mamatzim b'Pesach. Now, do we do that? We don't necessarily do that. So, I mean, some of many do that. Zochar yishem Shabbos kol sheshem kalav tzurim achav yisrael shal zochar. Some of many to do it. Al kein berach, but mikra din mekad yinam chuyid b'tzvitz over here to do that. You should mention it. You should mention it. Beruchas kiddush kitzayim b'Shabbos him d'shem bein b'tzila. Let me see what's over on the bottom. Oy Zayin. So the Rashbam says you should do it. You should do this. Because the gzeres shava ksifach lemantizkes yoim tzeischa me'eretz mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha. It says the word yoim, and it says the word yoim by Shabbos zochor es yoim hashabbos the kadosho yoim yoim. The link of yoim yoim tells us there must be a mention during the day of yitzias mitzrayim. Okay, right. Amar Rabba bar Shila, Amar Shila, that's a loisa. When you dive in Shemona Esrei, what do you say? Matzmiach keren Yeshua. David, you cause to sprout the keren, the horn of salvation. The Aftarta, when you lay in the Haftarah on Shabbos, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mogein David, the shield of David. The Aftarta, Mogein David. Now, the Gemara makes a drash. It says in the Pasuk, V'yosis Luch Hashem Godol, we have a bracha. Hashem told David, David, I'm going to give you a reward. What was the reward? Why would I'm going to give you a reward for being a good person? And what's the reward? I'm going to make for you a great name. Yosis Lucha Shem Godol Kishem HaGedolim. Who are the Gedolim? So Tani Rav Yosef Zehu Shemim Mogein David. The bracha that Hashem gave David, I'm going to make you a Shem Godol, is in reward, is meaning you're going to be a Mogein David. I'm Shem Elokish. It says in the pasuk that Yitzchalo Goy Godol, I'm going to make Avraham, you into a great nation. Zehu Shemim Elokei Avraham. V'avor Rechacha, I'm going to bless you. Zehu Shoimrim Elokei Yitzchak V'agad Lo Shemecha Zehu Shoimrim Elokei Yaakov Yochol Yu Chosimim Kul. Now I think Baruch Atah Hashem Mogein Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Tamaloyma Ve'yei Berocha B'cho Chosimim. The only one that gets the Chasima is Avraham Ve'in Chosimim B'Kulon. But the David got a bracha. I'm going to make you a great name like the Gedolim. Therefore, that's why we say Mogein David. So you'll ask me a question. Why don't we go say in the bracha of Etzanach David Avtcha Baruch Atah Hashem Mogein David? It's not right. Since in the Shemona Esrei we're saying Mogein Avraham, so we don't want to say middle of the Shemona Esrei Mogein David. That's why in the middle of the Shemona Esrei we have a different nusach. We have Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. But in the Aftorah, which is not Shaykh, in the Aftorah, which is not Shaykh to the Shemona Esrei, then we have no issue. In the Aftorah, we can say Mogein David. Amarava Ashkachtine Lesabe the Pumbedisa. I found the Zekein of Pumbedisa. The Yatse the Karmi B'Shabbatah. On Shabbos, bein bitzaloi, sabein b'kiddusha, both in Shemona Esrei and during Kiddush, mekadesh haShabbos, you say mekadesh haShabbos, you sanctify Shabbos. You don't make any mention of Yisrael. B'yoyim atova, but on Yom Tov, bein bitzaloi. So in the Shemona Esrei and in the Kiddush, bein b'kiddusha, mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. not only do you say the word Mekadesh,
not only do you say Yisrael,
you say Zmanim. You don't say Yisrael. You never say Yisrael. On Shabbos, you just say Mekadesh HaShabbos. That's it.
Right.
On Yom Tov, you say Mekadesh Yisrael VeHazmanim and the Zmanim. And let's see. I told them, Adrab, it doesn't make sense. Pumpakert. Ditsa loisa, with regard to Shmone Esrei, Bein Bishabata, Bein Liyoy Motova, both on Shabbos and on Yom Tov Mekadesh Yisroel, you should make mention of Yisroel. Pumpakert. Don't say Mekadesh HaShabbos. You should give cover to Klal Yisroel. Bikidusha, when it comes to Kiddush, that's all. So when it comes to davening, being mishmar, being the yom tov, being mekadesh yisrael, the kiddush, when it comes to kiddush, there will be a distinction. The Shabbat, mekadesh haShabbos, the yom tov, mekadesh yisrael v'hazmanim. Now, what's the law? What's the reason for the disagreement between these two opinions? So it is. V'ano amino time odidi, v'time oditchu. I'll tell you my logic. I'll tell you your logic. Time oditchu. What's your logic that on Shabbos just say mekadesh haShabbos and never make mention of Yisrael? You know what the Yom Lom says? Time of the Tchus Shabbos Tekhiv Kaima. Because Shabbos is already etched in stone. It's been put into motion from Mishas Maisa Bereshis. So Yisrael have no part in deciding when Shabbos will be. Period. Tekhiv Kaima. Bein Beit Zalaisa, Bein Vikidusha, Mekadesh HaShabbos. But Yoima Toiva, when it comes to Yom Tov, which depends upon the Iber Hashanah, the Yisrael, the Kivilei, the Kama'abri Yarchei, the Kama'ilei Lashani, Klal Yisrael, they are the ones that establish the months. It should be 29 days, 30 days, should be Iber Yonar Nibiyar. The Meili say, Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. It's only through Yisrael are the Zmanim established. Time of the Di, what's my alumnus? Tzalaitz, when it comes to Tzalaitz, it comes to Davening, the Rabbim Isa, it's in public. Memele Isa, Mekadesh, it's Kedai to give cover to Klal Yisrael, Mekadesh Yisrael. Kiddush, the Biyochad Isa, Biy Shabbos, Mekadesh HaShabbos, Biy Yom Tov, Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. Okay, let's stop here.